Grace to you, peace, and provisions for gospel communication from our God, the Father who's created us, our Son, Jesus Christ, who's redeemed us, and the Holy Spirit, who continues to enlighten and sanctify us. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the Advent time is always a powerful season for all of us, a time of expectation, time of intervention, a time when the real things of life become present. But what are your and my expectations in this Advent season? Are we thinking about a time for family? Maybe just a time to rest or catch up on schoolwork? Or are we looking for God's intervention in a new and in a meaningful way? Let's put ourselves for a moment or two in the shoes of Zechariah and Elizabeth. Think back to the beginning of their life. They're just married. They're anticipating a family. Certainly at least one son. But there are none. And with that in mind, we look at one of these verses that was read and listen to it again. It says, Zechariah and Elizabeth followed the Lord's commands and regulations, yet they never had any children because Elizabeth could not become pregnant. Both of them were too old to have children. As we think of Zechariah, and his name means God remembers, and Elizabeth, we can see them following God's commandments, his regulations, praying regularly, devoted, faithful, probably praying regularly too that God would still bless them with a family, with a child. And yet the situation develops over the years that they have no children. They continued to pray, but God did not give them one. Why? In their society, people would begin to say, is there a secret sin? Why? And it becomes a public disgrace. And you can see Elizabeth continuing to say, dear Lord, just one child, one ordinary son, that's all. The expectation went on with the years. They were still praying until finally the time came when they expected not to have children anymore. And life became routine, accepting that pattern. Our text takes us to the point where Zechariah is having his turn in the temple. He is one of the Levites. His wife was also from that background. A week of temple service out of every 6 months. And it's his turn to go inside to burn the incense. And as he comes in at the right side of the altar, there is an angel. He's terrified. And as we think of Advent, it's the time of angels. The angel came to Zechariah. The angel came to Mary. The angel came to Joseph. The angel came to the shepherds. Lots of intervention was taking place. And immediately the angel says, but don't be afraid, Zechariah. God's heard your prayers. Elizabeth, your wife, is going to have his son, and you are going to name him John, which means the Lord is gracious. And the angel goes on and said, he won't be an ordinary son. He'll be great. He'll be filled with the Holy Spirit even from before the time that he is born. Put yourself in Zechariah's place. His reaction is disbelief. Who is this speaking to me here? He thought of it from a human, from a physical point of view. How can this happen? Elizabeth and I are too old. And then there comes intervention again, and the angel says, do you know who I am? I am Gabriel, the mighty one from God. God sent me, Zechariah. And now Zechariah's mind begins to get lifted up from the human and the physical, and he begins to see the spiritual reality and dares to begin to think along that line. But no sooner does he do this than the angel says, because you have not believed, you're not going to be able to talk. You will just sit there, Zechariah, and think and meditate, and you won't be able to say a word. And so it was. He went home. His wife became pregnant. She was there for 5 months. She was saying, God has done a miracle. Our disgrace is going to be taken away. And Zechariah sat there and he thought, and he thought, and he thought. And then there comes the reality of John's ministry. And I want us to focus on this for just a moment. Because the reality of John's ministry was very much like the situation of our time. Dysfunctional families. And so the angel says he's going to be a great prophet. He's going to bring the fathers back to the children back to the families. And then you'll notice again the verse 16, which says, many people in Israel were brought back to the Lord. De-churched, we talk about them in those languages today. Delinquents. 12 million Lutherans in the United States, and only 8 million of them are on the rolls of any church. 4 million of these kind that need to be brought back to the Lord. And then verse 17, people will be made ready for the coming of the Lord, the unchurched, those that don't even know that the Savior is about to come, that Jesus is going to enter into the world, die on the cross, and rise again for our justification. And theirs, too. Those were the works that John the Baptist was going to do. But how does it apply to us in 1997 at Concordia Theological Seminary? Maybe already you've put yourself into the shoes of Zechariah and said, yes, I'm like that too. The Lord has intervened in my life. That's why I'm here. That's why my wife, my family are here. And yet we've fallen into a routine also. We think of your wives. Some of you are sitting here this morning, putting hubby through. And many have said to me, it's harder than having a baby to do that. And you're thinking about getting through the quarter, through the exams, through the fieldwork, through the papers, through the vicarage. Some are already counting the days to graduation. It's routine, in a sense. There's nothing expected except one day upon another and trying to get through. And here in Advent again, it's not only watching for the intervention of God in the coming of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, but it's watching for the intervention in our own lives, too. And then being ready to believe. And then being ready to praise that Lord. As I read this text, I thought of the reality of the ministry of all of us in this time, and I said, it's the same, isn't it? The dysfunctional family. And that'll be your ministry too, bringing the fathers back to the children back to the fathers. So many de-churched, even in our own branch of Christianity, it'll be reaching out to those many that are de-churched in this country among us and bringing them back. And it is that as you work in your fieldwork churches now, as you prepare for your vicarage, as you get ready to go out on your first call. And then there are the unchurched, the many that need to be made ready for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ into their lives. Because you see, it's the Holy Spirit that brings the Lord Jesus Christ into their lives. All we can do is make that way ready. Get the stones out of the way. Level the mountains. Fill in the valleys. So that that Spirit of God brings that Jesus into their hearts in trusting faith. Right now, in Advent, as we go home to our relatives, to our friends, to our peers, we stand for a moment of prayer. Lord, we thank you for Advent. By the power of your Holy Spirit, help us to see the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior and the Savior of the entire world, but help us be ready too for intervention, that we may see with Zechariah not only the natural, the physical world, the exams, and the everyday work, but that we may see the spiritual side of these things, and that you may use us as you use John to reach out into the world of Israel and prepare those who had turned away, and to prepare those who had not yet heard for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Give us today, tomorrow, and in these weeks, an opportunity to be John the Baptist in our time. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.